We're visiting today with Cam Smith, who's the Atlantic Middle School principal, and Tamara Gibson with the Nishnaa Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic. And Cam, I want to talk a little bit about a program that really you folks got started here in the school. It's an incentive-based program to kind of keep kids on the straight and narrow, I guess we could say. But it's a program that's also kind of now bounded into the YMCA family as well. Is it nice to have that kind of consistency?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with the proximity of the Y to the middle school, we're sending, you know, 200 to 300 kids are heading over there every day after school, and have that consistency and know that the expectations we have here in our building are ones that can be followed elsewhere only helps to solidify both places.
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't want people to think out there that, oh, it's a madhouse. Everything's crazy. We have to do whatever we can to try to keep these kids moving along in a forward fashion. But it's not really the case. It's trying to keep things at a steady pace so that these kids all have the equal opportunity to be able to advance their own education and have a good time doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Really, our program is really based on creating expectations and making sure that those expectations are taught to our kids, modeled to our kids, reviewed with our kids. So everybody, when they come in, they know what we're expecting in the classroom, in the lunchroom, in the hallway, at sporting events, on the bus, those types of things. Mm-hmm. So that it's fair. It's consistent pattern of behavioral expectations. When we did this on our first day of school, we actually went in with the kids. We had teachers that were demonstrating modeling in each of the areas and really kind of set a good framework and the base for our program. And then we've done different modeling activities in their home base. We've gone through review things in their home base. So we're just continuing to reinforce this. And then when we catch students, and instead of being caught doing something bad, we catch them doing something good. Mm-hmm. We reward them with a ticket, or one of our True Trojan tickets, which they can turn into the office, and they become part of a drawing. We draw every 2 weeks, and if their name's drawn out, they get a prize. And it's kind of another way to say, hey, thanks for doing what's right, doing mm-hmm. what's right in our building. And even in the first 4 weeks of school here, we've seen a change in our climate as far as kids know and understand what the expectations are.
Is this something we see in other schools around? Is this an idea that you got from what somebody else is doing, modifying it for yourself, or is this something that you guys came up with?
This is something that's been done around the state. Other schools locally have done it. The school districts around where I came from in North Central Iowa had done programs similar to this. And really what it is it's not a magic bullet. It's not something that causes gets rid of every problem, but it's just having a consistent expectation and what you believe that kids need to be able to do. And I tell you what, 80% of our students, or 85, maybe even 90, are going to do that, no mm-hmm. problem. What we're trying to do is those other students that are really struggling, we're trying to make sure that they're coming on board and they understand the expectations. And peer pressure works in a positive way, too. And when 90% of your peers are doing great things, everybody else wants to get on board.
Oh, absolutely. What kind of response have you gotten from parents?
So far, we've gotten some good responses. I know the faculty has really given me some positive feedback on it. The kids have enjoyed it so far. So we're still pretty early with implementation, being at only about 4 weeks into school. But so far, we're seeing a positive impact.
The administration's always the last ones to hear the truth anyway, right? You never really hear what everybody's saying out at the lockers and things until it gets back all the way through.
Sure. But what I have done is I've talked to some of our student council members. They're happy with how things have been going in our middle school so far. And we have little tweaks that we can make with some of our prize stuff. We're hoping that this continues on. Our Washington and Schuler are also looking at implementing the program, and they're hoping to start that next school year.
Sure. Well, now you mentioned the consistency of doing it, you know, in school, during extracurricular activities, on the bus, all these different types of things. Extending this out into, you know, what's kind of their private lives, too, once they get out of school, whether it be at the YMCA or other places. With somebody like the YMCA doing the same type of reinforcement, is that really a help for you to know that that consistency is out there to reinforce what you're doing here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime we can have that consistency, mm-hmm. It becomes habit in students. And so when you're doing the reteaching and the modeling, that becomes a lot quicker process because they've already got it ingrained. So the more consistency they have it through their whole life, the better.
So we all remember the kids who are always looking over their shoulder to see if somebody was looking or noticing when they were doing something wrong. Now, do you have kids looking around to see if someone's catching them doing something well?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got kids that are holding doors open for 200 kids coming out of the cafeteria and going, hey, am I going to get a ticket? Is there something here? And that's a positive thing. I mean, I'm seeing kids saying simple things like please and thank you in the lunch line. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing kids helping other kids. I'm seeing kids be more respectful in the classroom, not only to peers, but to other adults mm-hmm. in our building. So far, I'm seeing great things. And I tell you what, if the ticket is a small portion of it, but seeing them do the right thing over and over and over again, I mean, I'll give out tickets all day to see the kids do great stuff. So.
Well, it's been a forever thing that kids try to please their parents. I mean, most kids want to do something to outwardly get praise from their parents and teachers, administrators. The school, in some ways, is kind of an outgrowth of that. So why wouldn't they want to seek that kind of positive reinforcement?
Absolutely. Kids are no different than adults. We all like to hear great things. We all like to be praised when we're doing good things. And so we're just adjusting that to the kids. And so far, we've had a positive response from them.
Okay. Well, I can understand how that might be somewhat easy to do and to implement in a school, but in a crazy wild setting like the YMCA, when the kids are blowing off steam, they're out of school now, Tamara, is it any different or any more difficult to implement a program like that?
Well, it's definitely different. Our goals are different, I think, in that we, socialization is a really big part of development for mm-hmm. kids, and it's really important for them to have downtime. But also, it's very easy to forget the rules when you're having a good time or the peer pressure to pull you into things that maybe aren't so positive. So with this reminder, and we'll also be handing out tickets, I'm hoping that the kids will just be just a little reminder that, hey, you know what? The rules that apply at school apply over here too. So, because that's life. That's the way life goes. The way we behave at school is our expectation in society.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see some folks maybe saying, well, that's great. They're performing because there's something in it for them. But are you just trying to build those habits so that even when there might not be any tickets available, people are still doing the right thing?
Yes, exactly. Well, because I think that sometimes the kids who often do choose the right thing are being overlooked. And this gives them a pat on the back and say, great job. And a reminder that making good choices is a good thing. Sometimes it can take one strong personality who may make poor choices, and it might be easier to pull the other ones with them to make those poor choices. And I think just reminding those kids who it's okay to be an individual and make your own choice, because we are watching. We see that.
Well, and sometimes it's not bad intentions, as you mentioned. Sometimes it's just kind of getting carried away, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a high-intensity time sometimes when you're a place like the YMCA. As I say, everybody's trying to blow off a little steam. They're trying to maybe do something that's athletic or an activity-based thing. It's real easy sometimes to just get a little carried away.
It is, exactly. And that's what we're hoping, is that it'll give us as the adults the tools mm-hmm. to be consistent with how we interact with the kids. And then letting the kids know that we do see what they're doing, and we're impressed when their positive behaviors are when they're using them. And we plan on rewarding that with tickets, and the kids can purchase a treat or something out of the YMCA store. And if the kids can accumulate a certain number of tickets, we haven't set the number yet, then we will reward them with a fitness-inspired event. And so they can be physical and be kids and just have fun, but be appreciated for the things that they're doing.
Okay, very good. Well, in their free time at the YMCA in school, they know they're always being watched for the good things that they'll do. Cam, we hear so much about bullying and some of those issues in school. Does a program like this have a positive impact on working on those issues too?
Yeah, actually, it goes hand in hand with bullying and harassment and the things that we're seeing, because we're trying to instill those habits of respect. Expectations for all, not expectations for this group and a different group has a different set. I mean, it's really an equity-based type of program. This is an everybody deal, and our four cornerstones are the respect, responsibility, our attitude, and compassion. And trying to teach those four things, it goes hand in hand with anti-bullying efforts. So we've got a ways to go as far as educating kids about what true bullying is versus what may be making a really bad statement or a really bad choice, but also try and make a positive spin on it as far as if we're respectful to each other, you know, good things are going to happen and not making those negative choices.
You bet. All right. Well, good way to kind of help point them in the right direction and keep them on that straight path. Tamara, Cam, thanks a lot, and continued success with the program.
All right. Thank you.